We are designed for short-term bouts of stress, not the long-term. Hey, everyone. Rob here from Functional Pharmacy Podcast. And I want to talk to you about how we are genetically designed or favor short-term stress, not long-term. Episodes ago, I talked about how, ultradian rhythms, how we can impart little breaks throughout our day to honor our rhythms, where it's rhythms of intense bouts of work, say 45 minutes, an hour, hour and a half, and then interrupted by times of disconnect or relaxation or repair, 10, 15 minutes, something like that. Now, I just want to, sometimes examples in life play a tremendous role. So a couple podcasts ago, I talked about when we're throwing curveballs and how they can show a benefit. Now, something else I gained from that. So here's the backstory really quick. Last week here in Southwest Michigan, this is February, lots of rain, lots of snow melt, high waters. You probably saw it on the news. A couple of the dams were threatened to break. Now, we live on a community that's on the river. We actually have a inland lake behind us. And the levels were rising. All the communities that were on the river around us had to be evacuated. Fortunately, we were not, so we're very grateful for that. But at the same time, we kept seeing the levels rising. At the same time, my sump pump gave out. So my whole basin or crawl space was completely flooded. So the one day I spent about 4 hours with a little shop vac, 6 gallons, should have gotten bigger, hauling about 1,000 gallons of water out of the crawl space and dumping it into the street. Lots of work. I literally thought I was going to be so sore the next day. Lo and behold, to my surprise, I was not. I was like, okay, that's great. Maybe I'm in shape. Who knows? So then next day, actually, we woke up and, you know, the sump pump wasn't fixed. So, of course, water's still in the crawl space. Had the bright idea. It was given the bright idea to get a submersible pump. Greatest thing you can ever buy yourself and have. So I was able to pump up the whole basement, empty out the sump pump, and then fix the sump pump. So then that whole night, literally, our sump pump was going off like every minute and a half to 2 minutes, constantly draining water. Difficulty sleeping. We were then scheduled to go to Nashville for the weekend. So we had a lot of stress coming up upon this. Were we able to leave? At the time, we still didn't know if there was going to be evacuation. They were letting water through the dams, which was going to raise our level and maybe still threaten us out of our homes. But, you know, things started declining. Things got better. We left town, which was awesome. So now, you probably know my dog, Teddy. He's a rehab patient. He has trouble walking. So a lot of the walking we do with him, it's with a like a hind leash. So we're having to hold him up. And it can be quite tiring. We were staying in the center of Nashville, having a wonderful time, had to walk about a block and a half with the dogs up to a park. So a lot of this is just a drain, you know, holding them up on the shoulders and all that stuff. I was feeling great the whole time, not a problem whatsoever. On the way back, driving back from Nashville yesterday, you start to feel that, you know, shoulder present itself. You start to feel the aches and the pains. So I started thinking of this whole thing. You know, I started thinking about kneeling down in a 4 foot, 3.5 foot crawl space, getting everything out. My hamstrings were fine. My back was fine. My shoulder was fine with Teddy walking him. But then when the stress leaves itself, right, you kind of, because, you know, being down there in a different environment, the adrenaline is pumping, and adrenaline is a great anti-inflammatory, as is cortisol, and it's designed to get you out of danger. So that's essentially the mode we're in, and that's why I was not feeling any pain or anything like that. Think about this. Say if you were to rake your yard, and you weren't used to raking, how would your hamstrings feel the next day? They'd hurt, right? You'd be achy, all because you're not in a stressful environment. So even though you're doing the same exercises, your adrenaline wasn't pumping, and your cortisol wasn't pumping. You did not have that anti-inflammatory effect. Compared to an emergency situation, it literally shows that we were built to have short-term stress response because we can handle it better. So now my goal and everyone else's goal is to focus on the downtime, shifting my gears, using this relaxation time, not to be that way, not to make this stress chronic, because my body cannot handle chronic stress and neither can yours. So I hope that makes sense. So really the end result here is let this whole thing be an education and a guide to one that as we get through our days on the mini or multiple days, we need to impart shifting gears in times of downturn. And the beneficial role we have in the short-term stress response, but not long-term, and we need to modify it. That's going to be it for today. Have a great one. Talk to you later. Bye.